Okay, now we will move on to our committee reports. And at the outset here, I would just like to say thank you to all the committee chairs. I know how much extra work is involved in accomplishing what you do, and you need to know, I'm sure you know how invaluable your work is to for us to look at issues in depth but yet in a timely manner. So thank you for your work. Our first report will be from Trustee Ray Cepeda, who is chair of the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee.
Thank you, Chairman. So the Audit, Budget, Finance, and Facilities Committee met on March 5th at 3 o'clock 3 p.m. Joining me in the meeting were Trustees Edwards, King, and Mitchell. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting held on November 6, 2017. The committee then reviewed and recommended agenda items 19 through 25 on today's board agenda, which included three capital items and real estate items, a services and management agreement for the University of Illinois Alumni Alliance, auxiliary facility system revenue bonds, the closing of the India liaison office and banking account, and the purchase and renewal recommendations. There was significant discussion during the presentation of the items. Much of the discussion it was in regard to the process of construction at the universities. Dr. Ghosh noted that the review of the capital delivery process is being initiated as part of the capital planning process being coordinated by his office. There was also discussion held regarding approaches to engaging alumni of the University of Illinois. After the items were discussed, Mr. Patrick Patterson provided an overview of the fiscal year end 2017 financial audit. He stated that there were five findings on the audit. Two areas were the use of the university procurement cards, as well as concerns with timesheet approval. He highlighted efforts that have been undertaken to improve in these areas. Finally, Julie Zimaitis provided a summary of the internal audit activity through the second quarter, which ended December 31, 2017. There was no old business discussed. Under new business, Trustee King raised the concern regarding fundraising efforts for the Carl Illinois Medical School falling short of expectations and asked for a report on these efforts to be given in a future meeting. The next meeting of the committee is scheduled for Monday, May 7th at 3 o'clock p.m. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Ray. Questions or comments? Okay, move on to Trustee Stuart King, chair of the University Healthcare System Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The University Healthcare System Committee met yesterday at 12:30 in this room. Joining me at the meeting were Trustees Fitzgerald, Koritz, McMillan, and Reyes. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on January 17, 2018. Vice Chancellor Barish shared the opening remarks. The committee then reviewed the recommended agenda items 17, 18, and 25, which included appointing an interim dean of the College of Medicine in Chicago, approving revisions into the mission statement of graduate medical education in Chicago, and a purchase recommendation. Sorry. Mr. Michael Zinn provided the committee with his first report as CEO. He described the recent renovations of the emergency department at the hospital and highlighted community-based activities that have been undertaken by the hospital system that are addressing issues such as homelessness and gun violence. Mr. Zinn discussed improvements in the financial condition of the hospital, emphasizing improvements in the operating margin and accounts receivable performance. Ms. Jody Joyce highlighted quality and safety efforts that have been undertaken at the hospital. She shared specific initiatives that have been put in place to improve performance in regards to mortality, sepsis, DVT, and pulmonary embolus cases. Ms. Joyce discussed other comparable hospitals and described conversations that the leadership has had with leaders at those hospitals to determine ways that the University of Illinois Hospital can better serve their patient population. The committee held lengthy discussions regarding the comparable hospitals and the metrics that are used to determine these ratings. And finally, Mr. Zinn shared an update on the 3I project and stated that the new implementation date is projected to be March 2020. A discussion of the protest by Cerner was held with Mr. Zinn clarifying the steps that were taken throughout the process to ensure conformity with procurement regulations. Dr. Barish and Mr. Zinn shared the progress they have made in regards to the strategic plan for the hospital that was requested at the January University Health Systems meeting. Mr. Zinn described the four phases of the strategic planning process that they have designed to address the concerns shared by the trustees. Following the presentation, a discussion was held regarding previous attempts that were made to develop a strategic plan for the hospital. Under old business, it was noted that benchmarks for patient safety and related data that were requested at the January meeting were relayed during the CEO report. There was no new business discussed, and the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for May 16th at 12:30 p.m. in Springfield, Illinois.
Thank you, Stuart. Questions or comments? Okay. We'll move on then to the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee. Chair Patrick Fitzgerald.
Thank you, sir. The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met yesterday here in Urbana in this room. I attended the meeting along with Chairman Koritz and Trustees McMillan, Mitchell, Reyes, Robles, and Smart, and Trustee King attended the meeting as a guest. The committee approved the minutes of the last meeting, which had been held on January 17th of this year. The committee then reviewed items 1 through 3 on today's agenda and forwards those items on for consideration by the full board. The committee also heard two presentations. First, Ms. Donna McNeely, Executive Director of Ethics and Compliance, gave the 2017 annual report from the University Ethics and Compliance Office. She described new issues addressed by the Ethics Office and provided information on the oversight and review of filings and communications related to statements of economic interests and supplemental statements of economic interests. She reported on ethics training and sexual misconduct prevention and reporting training, which are provided by the Ethics Office. She also discussed ethics-related inquiries and investigations, compliance focus areas, and other responsibilities of the office. She said that the Ethics Office responds to inquiries via phone or email, and that this is unique among medium and large universities. She said that the Ethics Office at the University of Illinois is the only one in the Big Ten that manages its own ethics line and email. President Killeen gave an update on a request from the committee that was made at the last committee meeting regarding the training approach for sexual misconduct prevention for students. He said that the chancellors of the three universities are working toward a mandatory approach and that a plan will be made available on April 15th. He said the chancellors have asked to somewhat tailor the plans for each university and that this approach will likely take effect on September 30th, 2018. The committee then heard a legislative update from Ms. Jennifer Creasy, Director of State Relations. She discussed activities at the state level and said that the spring session is underway. She referred to the governor's budget proposal, which includes funding for DPI and maintains the university's current appropriation. She noted that the Office of Governmental Relations is advocating for additional funding to the university and for the IPAC legislation, and she told the committee that Northern Illinois University has also signed on to IPAC. She further reported that the University of Illinois caucus is advocating for the university's legislative agenda, and she referred to several activities promoting the university. She also showed a video from Illinois Connections demonstrating the importance of advocacy work, and she reported on the establishment of the Council on Government and External Relations. At the federal level, Ms. Creasy said the fiscal year 2019 appropriation process has begun, and she referred to advocacy work on behalf of research funding. She also reported on legislation that would make higher education less affordable and accessible, and the response from the university advocates through Illinois Connections Call to Action. Committee members discussed a potential shift in pension costs to the university, as well as legislation that mandates the disclosure of evaluated reports of top administrators. And finally, the committee also received the annual Freedom of Information Act report. Mr. Thomas Hardy, Executive Director for University Relations, briefly summarized the report and said that the Office of University Relations responded to 821 FOIA requests in 2017, which was a slight increase from 2016. Mr. Hardy gave some additional information about the requests, which is also included in the report. And finally, the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for May 16th, 2018, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Springfield.
Thank you, Pat. Questions or comments? Okay, then we'll move on to Trustee Jill Smart, who chairs the Academic and Student Affairs Committee.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, Jill.
The Academic and Student Affairs Committee met here yesterday as well, and joining me in the meeting were Trustees Cepeda, Edwards, McMillan, Mitchell, Reyes, and Robles. Trustees King and Koritz also joined us as guests. The committee first approved the minutes of the last meeting, which was on January 17th. And then we reviewed and recommended agenda items 3 through 17 on our agenda for today, which included appointments for the Vice Chancellor for Administrative Services in Chicago, the Interim Dean for the College of Business and Management in Springfield, and the Interim Dean of the College of Medicine in Chicago. In addition, sabbaticals and student health insurance rates for Urbana, Chicago, and Springfield were discussed, as well as a number of academic programming items for both Urbana and Chicago. In response to a presentation from Executive Vice President Barb Wilson about student health insurance rates, the committee held a lengthy discussion regarding increases in costs for medical services and prescription medications, as well as insurance coverage for students over the summer period and for students who are also covered under their parents' plans. Dr. Robert Parker, the director of McKinley Health Center, here provided valuable information regarding student health insurance and the services that are offered to UIUC students at McKinley. After the items were discussed, Ms. Lori Matheson, the director of the University of Illinois Press, gave a presentation in honor of the 100th anniversary of the press. It was really great. She described its history and mission, highlighting the breadth and excellence of the books and journals that the press publishes, as well as their commitment to diversity. It was quite an impressive presentation. Finally, we heard two excellent academic highlights from 2017 University Scholars. The first was from Professor Sarub Sinha, who teaches in the Department of Computer Science, and he presented about computational genomics for a new era. Professor Martin Burke, who teaches in the Department of Chemistry, provided a very passionate second highlight, and he discussed his work in the area of molecular prosthetics. And both presentations were very impressive, and they actually were understandable by people like me that don't know anything about those topics. And it just goes to every time we hear from the academic leaders here and fellows, it's just more and more impressive. There was no old or new business, and the next meeting of the committee is also scheduled for May 16th at 2:45. Any questions?
Thank you, Jill. Questions or comments? Okay, again, to all the chairs, thank you for your great work.